Here are today's top stories. Julian Assange, the man behind WikiLeaks, says that the Russians did not give him DNC emails. President-elect Donald Trump believes him, going to Twitter to let everyone know. Then he took a backhanded shot at U.S. intelligence, who, I guess, moved a meeting, which, I don't know. I don't know much about intelligence, but I thought that's what you're supposed to do. If the meeting's on Tuesday, it's really on Friday. If it's 4 o'clock, it's really 1 o'clock. If it's diplomatic solutions you need, it's just poison arrival. Am I the only one that's seen the movie Sneakers? Or anything Denzel Washington's been in? Come on! The big issue here is whether or not Trump believes that the Russians meddled in American affairs. And once that's figured out, then, well, then the spin can begin. Rudy Giuliani's going to be on every Sunday morning talk show with talking points to undermine any findings. And that's the hard part about all this, right? Who exactly is Trump fighting? The Democrats, I guess? The intelligence community? Okay. Me? Maybe? Just so confused. Am I supposed to like or hate Julian Assange? Because at first Assange was a hero to the far left. Now what? He's a hero to the far right? I mean, this is like Starbelly Sneetches. Dr. Seuss was right. Also, while this country has totally legitimized Julian Assange, by the way, I remember when he was just an accused rapist who had some court papers proving that cell phone companies spy on us. Now, he's a household name. Poor Edward Snowden. Your 15 minutes? It's passed. Can't wait for the Assange movie, played by Tim Robbins. Huh? Yeah, Susan Sarandon could play Hillary Clinton. It seems starts off like, I'm just going to check my email. And he comes in and he steals the password. I got it all figured out. Don't steal this, okay? It's a great idea. President Obama has a closed-door meeting with congressional Democrats today to figure out how to fight the repeal of his signature health care plan, the Affordable Care Act. Okay, you know what? That's it. We'll let them repeal it, and then we'll go on a late-night talk show and slow jam the news. We good? We good? All right, get out of my office. Secretary of State nominee Rex Tillerson parted way with ExxonMobil today, cashing out almost $250 million. He's doing that to make sure that everyone knows there's no conflict of interest. When reached for comment, Donald Trump was like, so sad. So sad. Could have made so much more. In jailed psychopath celebrity news, Charles Manson looks like he's going to die. Okay. The ultimate screw-off would be for everyone to just ignore it. But I guess there can only be one psycho in the news. So Manson, you gone. Dylan Roof, your cell is ready. Macy's is closing 68 stores after an upsetting holiday shopping season, and Sears and Kmart are going to close 150 more stores in 2017. When reached for comment, the American consumer is like, yeah, that sounds about right. See, these stores can close as long as they don't open in Mexico, right? See, I'm learning, Trump, I'm learning. In weather, it's cold, and it's going to get colder. January. In sports, the Bulls head to Cleveland tonight to take on the sick LeBron Braun. He may not play because he's got the sniffles. Oh, need to win this one just so we have the tiniest amount of confidence going into the playoffs. But then again, playoffs. Forget it. Jimmy Butler may have to play Superman again because it's game time decision on D-Wade. Rajon Rondo, well, he's still on the bench, just trying to work on his game. We're talking basketball, right? Or are we talking Mario Run on the iPad? This is the worst story ever. If you really think about it, when they said, hey, the Bulls are signing Rajon Rondo, this is exactly what you thought was going to happen. And it's happening. Just a lot earlier than we thought. The Bears held their final press conference up at Halas Hall today. General manager Ryan Pace told us, A, it's going to be a tough offseason, and B, C-A. What's the deal with Cutler? Going to be tough. Alshon Jeffrey? Going to be tough. Coaches? They're going to be tough someday. Then Chairman George McCaskey said he was pleased with Ryan Pace and John Fox's performance. So, successful season. Yeah, I think we all agree. Congrats, Chicago Bears. You're great. CBS Sports whittled down the possible teams that could be featured on HBO's Hard Knocks, and the Bears are one of the 8 finalists. Come on, how fun would it be to have a TV show make it seem like the Bears are contenders? Lots of slow motion accompanied by bassoons. Boom, 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 boom. It's early in Bourbonnais, but not too early for Alshon Jeffrey. Boom, 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 boom. Come on. Any team that's ever on Hard Knocks, they end up being like 7-9. So that's an improvement. The Hawks are back on the ice tomorrow at the UC against Buffalo. Even with the recent losses, the Hawks are still the number one seed in the West. Really? It's amazing. They better start winning because the Blues are right on their tails, and then the Blues are going to ruin it for everybody. So come on. Let's go. Pep it up. At least for a couple weeks. Then you got the All-Star break and do another losing streak, and then boom. Let's go. Playoffs. And finally tonight, scientists have pinpointed where short radio bursts are originating from in a faraway galaxy. Actually, the sounds were picked up in 2007, and some suggest it could be extraterrestrial intelligence, although some say it's just a 14-year-old on his bed somewhere hacking. It turns out they're coming from a galaxy 3 billion light years away. After translation, the radio frequencies are actually saying, "Soylent Green is people." That's the carryout for January 4th, 2017. In honor of a possible alien invasion, we're giving away extra soy sauce. You know, just in case the aliens like it.